Good morning. My name is Sally Harrison. I'm the president and CEO of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. And this is our Mesa Chamber Inside Business podcast. Today we have Mesa Mayor John Giles with us.
Thank you. It's an honor to be in your palatial studio here at the Mesa Chamber of Commerce.
That's right,
office.
Our media room. Yeah.
Also known as a storage room, apparently.
It used to be, I'm sure.
It's nice.
But today we wanted to bring you in and talk to you about some pretty important issues that are on the ballot. November 6th is not that far away, and I think we need our community to understand some of these ballot questions. So if you could, let's talk about question one, which is really probably one of the most important questions, home rule.
Absolutely. Yes, question one is something that every 4 years all the cities and towns in Arizona vote on this. This harkens back to 1980 when there was kind of a tax revolt in California and it made its way into Arizona, and you know, the legislature wanted to put some spending limitations on government. And so there's been this ever since 1980, every 4 years cities and towns need to go to the voters just to get their approval to spend the money that they're collecting. So home rule is not a tax. It's not a tax increase. All it is saying that the city of Mesa can spend the money that the voters have already approved for various projects. And if it fails, what that means is we go back to the 1980 budget and with minor additions. And so if the effect of home rule not passing is a $200 million loss to our city general fund, which is almost half of the amount of money that we budget. Yeah.
So the money's sitting there.
Yes, the money is there. For example, we have a third cent sales tax for street improvements that the people of Mesa have approved. We have a quarter cent tax for public safety, and we have police officers and firefighters that are hired, and they're being paid out of that amount of money. Mm-hmm. And if home rule fails, it will be illegal for us to spend that money as the voters have asked us to.
So let's talk about the things that would go away.
Sure. Well, the amount of money that we budget right now is about $450 million. If you take $200 million out of that equation, that's obviously a huge impact. 70% of our budget right now goes to public safety, police, fire, et cetera. So there's absolutely no way, if we're not allowed to spend the money as we have in the past, that we will not have to lay off police officers and firefighters. In other words, we'll, of course, prioritize public safety, but if we have to shutter libraries and museums and put chain link fences around parks, and it sounds like I'm being overly dramatic, but yeah, unfortunately I'm not.
It doesn't sound like it, actually.
No, yeah.
It sounds like that's just realistic.
It's the reality. We would stop doing everything except police and fire, and even then we would still have to lay off police officers and firefighters.
Which leads into other questions on the ballot. So if home rule weren't to pass, then those others would be irrelevant.
Yes, that's true. If all the bonds, bonds might be the exception, mm-hmm. but we wouldn't have, but the public safety issues that we've talked about, some of the improvements to the parks facilities, simply, it would be illegal for us to spend any of that money if home rule doesn't pass.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about the other things that are on the ballot. So
right.
Question two is for public safety. That's a sales tax.
Correct. Right now, the Mesa is a relatively low tax city. The city sales tax is 1.75 cents per dollar. So and Mesa is unique in a lot of ways. We're the largest city in the United States that doesn't have a primary property tax. We're one of the few cities that does not tax groceries. So in a lot of ways, we are really relatively low tax in comparison to other communities. Our sales tax is relatively low. When you compare it to Phoenix and Glendale and a lot of the other cities and towns, they're up in the high twos. And we're, like I say, at 1.75, this would take us to 2 cents on the dollar. So we would still be very affordable compared to our neighboring communities. But this would allow us, and Mesa is a very fast-growing community, and that's great. That shows that we're a healthy community, that people are attracted to come to Mesa. But part of the reason they're coming to Mesa is there's a certain quality of life that they expect, and one of the basic elements of that is public safety. And so we're falling behind in terms of how many police officers and firefighters we have. We want to keep response times low, but in order to do that, we need to hire more people. And so that's what this quarter cent sales tax would do. It's limited exclusively to public safety, to hiring police officers, firefighters, giving them the equipment they need so that we can keep response times low.
So my notes say that we would be looking at about 65 positions for PD and about 45 for fire and medical.
Correct. Okay. And that's even slightly less than both the police, the fire chief and the police chief have suggested they need. So we'll tighten our belts and find other ways to continue to have the number of officers that we need. But this would really get us most of the way there.
That's great. Okay, so question three is the public safety bond.
Yes. And I think there's pretty broad support for this. I think it's just common sense for people. When we're building out new parts of our community, we need to build new fire stations, new police stations. Fire trucks and police cars wear out. And so we use bonds to buy things that, you know, it's like a mortgage. If it's going to be have a useful life of over 20 years, we pay for that incrementally over time. So that's what we're talking about, is buying the equipment and the infrastructure for public safety.
So it looks like apparatus mostly for fire and medical and maybe a station in the northeast and then a police station in the northeast.
Correct. This will be two fire stations and one police station, okay. And then the equipment to equip those facilities. And, for example, on our fire trucks, some of the technology that they use, you know, it just needs to be replaced.
Things do wear out.
Yes.
Okay, so questions 4, 5, and 6 have to do with parks, and let's talk about that.
You bet. Question 4, there's a variety of really great things that are in question 4. And right now, Mesa, I think it's the envy of a lot of communities in the quality of parks that we have. But again, as we continue to grow, we actually are falling behind in terms of the facilities that we have. Right now, if Mark Hirschberg, our Parks and Rec director, were here, he would tell you that we could program another 1,000 hours a week. 1,000 hours a week right now is not being filled in terms of lighted ball fields. These are the soccer leagues and the football leagues, the little league leagues, and adult recreational sports as well. So we need more fields. And along with that, we have a need for new libraries and to upgrade museums. More dog parks, more handicap accessible facilities in our parks for kids who want to participate and physically aren't able to. So there's a variety of amenities, park amenities, that are in question 4.
And it looks like it's kind of around the city, not just focused in any one area.
Absolutely. There is one large facility out in the kind of the Red Mountain area where we're going to have a 26-field sports complex that will not only fill our needs, but also will be an attraction to bring people from out of town, sports tourism dollars to Mesa. But for the most part, these facilities are scattered all over Mesa and in various parts of town.
And question 5?
Question 5 is that we have some language in our city charter. The city charter is effectively the Mesa Constitution, and it says anytime you spend more than $1.5 million on something that's sports-related, you need to get a voter approval. So for us to do the things under question 4 that we talked about a moment earlier, this is kind of a technicality. We need the voters to kind of say yes twice just because it's related to sports and facilities related to sports.
All right. And the last one on this year's ballot is question 6, the transient lodging bed tax.
Yes. A moment ago, I talked about sports tourism. I think we all, those of us who are here during spring training, those of us who have seen the economic impact of things like Final Fours and Super Bowls, we all know that one of the real drivers of our economy in Arizona is sports tourism, and it's worked really well. Maybe, you know, we call jokingly March, you know, Christmas in March because of the spike in revenues that we have because of spring training. We would love to see that throughout the year. And so the complex I was describing to you earlier, where we're going to have several sports fields that can host tournaments for people from out of town, that is a real opportunity for us to make money. But in order to do that, we'd like to have them, you know, the folks that are coming to town to use that facility, we'd rather that they pay for it than exclusively our local residents. So the way we can do that is to tweak the bed tax. That's the tax that people pay when they rent a motel room or a hotel room. We're We're going to tweak that a little bit just to help us pay for this facility that is geared mainly for tourists.
Okay. And to be clear, those fields that are available for those larger activities, those larger tournaments, those are also, there's an option for some of that space to be used locally, right, for our residents.
Yes, absolutely. And also the schools are very excited about this proposal because they need a place for their high school soccer tournaments and some of the state tournaments related to football and basketball and all of those great sports. This will be a great venue for that as well.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming in. It sounds to me like we have six questions and six easy answers. Everybody should be voting yes for Mesa.
Yes, I am actively out campaigning, encouraging people to do that. We all love Mesa. That's why we're here. And it's not, and part of the reason is the great quality of life that we enjoy. And so we do need to occasionally invest in our community. We need to invest in ourselves. My greatest fear is that Mesa will turn into a community where people come back and visit their grandparents. We want it to continue to be a place that is attractive, that meets the needs of young families, that economically we have great jobs here, but that we also have the amenities to provide a quality of life so that people will be drawn to Mesa.
Well, the Chamber has supported and endorsed all of these ballot questions, and I'm hopeful that our community will do the same on November 6th. Early ballots come out when?
They're going to come out in just a few days, frankly, about a week from now,
okay,
towards the beginning of October.
Okay.
And then, as you say, and those can be brought to the polling places on November the 6th, but you're going to be able to start voting if you're a mail-in ballot recipient here in just the next couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, we encourage everyone to do that. Thanks for coming by this morning.
Great. Thank you, Sally. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about this.
Thank you.